Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Listener brings up the cheating scandal with Bill Belichick, something Lombardi never would have been accused of. Also, Lombardi was 5-1 in championship games. And Belichick is 3-2, right? 3 Super Bowl wins, 2 Super Bowl losses. Also, a couple of other quarterback rivalries that we thought of. Elway Kosar, that was a really good one. When those two teams were vying to see who was going to go get their butt kicked by the NFC team. And it was always the Broncos. Till, of course, the Packers. And that was a good one. Jason mentioned Troy Aikman and Steve Young. Not bad. Not bad. That's a pretty good one. That isn't bad at all. Aikman Favre. Yeah, if Favre ever won a damn game, that would have been a pretty good one. You know, a rivalry, you need a little balance there. We're not talking quarterback ass kickings here. We're talking quarterback rivalries that should have been a good one. I'm serious about that. You can't really say that was a good one. Favre never beat that. Well, 1997 up here. They did. That was still Aikman, right? When they kicked their butts in 97, the year after the Super Bowl win up here. Like 45-17, that was still Aikman for the Cowboys, I think. Yeah, I'm almost sure of it. That was it. Aikman just got, that's way too lopsided. That doesn't work. Otherwise, that would have been a good one. Anyone else Favre went toe-to-toe with? Not really, because the NFC North went through a million quarterbacks while he was there. So not really. All right. There's a story that I find very interesting. Apple has agreed to a huge refund. Have you heard about this, Jason? Apple agrees to refund $32.5 million in apps purchases. $32.5 million. Let me just read a little bit of this. Plenty of parents have been there, handing over the iPhone or iPad to a child while waiting in the doctor's office, standing in line at Starbucks, or sitting in the car for a long road trip with the family. The youngster is playing a game on a fun mobile app and then hands you the phone saying he needs your password. Next thing you know, there's a charge on your credit card from Apple. Too often, parents were caught unaware that by entering their password, they were authorizing purchases of virtual pet treats, coins, or perhaps a way to advance to the game's next level. The Federal Trade Commission said Wednesday in announcing that Apple Inc. had agreed to refund at least $32.5 million to unsuspecting parents. You cannot charge consumers for purchases they did not authorize, said Commission Chairwoman Edith Ramirez. The FTC received tens of thousands of consumer complaints. Part of the settlement, the FTC said Apple also must change its billing practices to make it more obvious that an actual purchase is taking place during the course of the game or app. Apple CEO Tim Cook said the Cupertino, California-based company relented to the FTC because the consent decree does not require us to do anything we weren't already going to do. So we decided to accept it rather than take on a long and distracting legal fight. Apple has taken a series of steps in the past few years to ensure its app store is a safe place for customers of all ages, he said in a memo sent to company employees Wednesday. So how could a kid buy things without mom or dad's knowledge or run up bills into the hundreds of dollars or more? A game player wants to buy coins, a chest of gems, or treats for a virtual pet. It takes a click, and then the app asks for a password. The child turns to a parent who punches it in. But according to the FTC complaint, Apple didn't always make clear that they were buying something. Parents also were not told, that entering the password started a 15-minute clock during which kids could make unlimited purchases without any further action by an adult, the agency said. A single purchase generally can range from 99 cents to $99. The parent told the FTC her daughter had spent $2,600 in Tap Pet Hotel, in which children can build their own pet lodging. The game is free to download and play, but it takes in-app purchases for bowls of treats and sacks of coins for the game. Other consumers reported unauthorized purchases by children totaling more than $500 in the apps Dragon Story and Tiny Zoo Friends. Apple has until March 31st to come up with a billing system that ensures that the company obtains consumers' informed consent before billing them for in-app purchases. The settlement involves all apps in which minors made unauthorized purchases. A minor is someone up to 17 years old. Now, as I read this story, I thought, okay, I think Apple was kind of shady here, that it should have been a little clearer that you were making app purchases. Here's what I think is the real problem. In my opinion, giving a four-year-old an iPhone or an iPad to play with and then not monitoring them. As an adult, you do realize that these are out there, right? I knew that. I understood that sometimes you're making a purchase to continue. I think Apple could have been a little clearer. I agree, Jason. It's I think this is irresponsible parents getting a free pass from the Federal Trade Commission. $32.5 million? Stop using an electronic device as a babysitter. This is why, and I thought she was wrong at the time, and she was right. My wife never liked the idea of, we were never going to buy a van with a DVD player and a screen built in. She's like, no, I don't want to train them that they can't sit still in a car for a couple of hours without electronic entertainment. I'm not saying Apple is completely without sin here. I think all of these charges rolled up the way they did because parents are turning over their kids to an electronic device. And as Apple took the path of least resistance here. They also must have felt they were going to have a hard time winning in court and that it wasn't worth their time. And perhaps Apple also feels that $32.5 million is a rounding error, given the fact that their net worth exceeds a number of countries. So they thought, what the hell? We're fixing this anyway. We're making these changes. Fine. We'll come up with the $32.5 million. Again, I can see where you can make the case where there is a level of deception here that Apple probably understood that parents were doing this. I've seen this. I have seen this. Where here you go, here you go, here you go. The iPad or the iPhone or the iPod. And you let the kid go crazy. You're AWOL. You're absent. My daughter just got her first smartphone. She's 18. She paid for it herself. She's an adult. She can do that. She's still under my roof, but she has the money. By the way, she's under my roof because she's on the old side of her class. She turned 18 in October, and as a senior in high school, that puts her head above everybody. I can understand why Apple went this route. I, however, think parents are getting away with something here. I'm not saying there wasn't some merit to Apple making this inviting to young kids, but I think parents who just, that this is the way they keep their kids quiet, is wrong. Here, crazy go nuts, that the kid can't sit still in a doctor's office or somewhere else without having an electronic distraction. I think that's the bigger issue here. This all started, you know, with the television. The television was the first electronic babysitter, and it's still in the mix. Jason says it's called a book. That's what we always did. We read to them. We had my wife had a bag of stuff. That here, you know, non-electronic distractions, things that engage the kids. Ooh, listen to this from a friend. This is BS. This happened to my daughter. One of her children got their password and spent $80 on games. My daughter is holding her son accountable for his actions and is making him pay out of his birthday and Christmas money. She wants him to learn responsibility. Tell you what, if anyone wants to weigh in on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, what do you think is guiltier here? Apple or parental irresponsibility? It's 1045.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.